right, updates on the injury report. Brian Dawkins, limited. No, I'm sorry, full. All right, Raheem Moore was limited. Spencer Larson, full. Virgil Green, full. Cassius Vaughn, limited. Willis McGahee, full. Wesley Woodyard did not participate again today. Questions?
Wesley's become a pretty big part of that nickel package.
Mm-hmm.
How are you guys preparing for the possibility to play without him? We haven't really...
Well, you know, we've taken reps both days in practice, and, you know, we won't discuss who would be his replacement at this stage. We'll wait till Sunday for let the Chiefs figure that out. But, you know, he's not ruled out yet by any stretch, and we'll see what tomorrow brings.
How important has he been to that nickel defense? He has been running it a lot.
Real important. I mean, he's important on the special teams. He is our special teams captain, voted on by his teammates. And, you know, he did start early in the season at Will linebacker when DJ Williams was hurting. But, you know, he's proven very valuable, and he's a guy we hope's healthy for the game.
You know, he's on crutches and has a knee brace on, but he seemed optimistic that he may actually get to go someday.
I think that's really kind of everybody's approach each week. You know, injuries are part of the game, and, you know, our medical people do a great job, Greek and his staff, and to get him back. And he's made a lot of improvement from yesterday to today, and hopefully that same improvement happens from today till tomorrow.
The Chiefs are a real interesting 4-4, the way they've won. What do you make of the way their season has gone, with the way they had kind of some blowout losses, but also some pretty good wins?
Well, I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's a tribute to their players and coaches, you know, to start 0-2 like they did, and the lopsidedness of the scores. But, you know, these games only count whether you win by one or, you know, lose by one. You know, they still count the same. So, you know, they fought themselves back into it, and they're a very worthy opponent and a division rival that, you know, I'm looking forward to a great game from both teams.
Is it harder at all to prepare when you're watching on film and you see such different performances from week to week from them?
You know, I think that's the National Football League. You know, we're set up for parity, and on any given Sunday, you know, I know it's a cliche, but it's true.
How much does not having Jamaal Charles change their rushing attack from last year to this year?
You know, they've got capable backs. You know, they've got, you know, backfield by committee a little bit like us, but, you know, they're all capable, and they've stepped in and replaced, and, you know, it's part of the league and part of the game, you know, guys' next man up approach.
When you look at Chris Harris's tackle stats, he's been a machine the last couple weeks. Is that more of a team's picking on him and him getting tackles, or is that him being aggressive and flowing to the ball? What have you seen from him, and why does he have so many tackles the last few weeks?
Well, I think, you know, he's obviously got more reps here of late, and he's earned that, you know, from his practice habits and the way he's gone about his business. He's earned that right, and, you know, he's been a pretty big cog in the special teams all season, but he's got a little bit more time on defense. He's got an interception he got last week, and, you know, I just see a young player that's getting better and better every week.
What's your take on defensive backs tackle stats? Is that a good thing, or?
Yeah, it can, you know, beats missing them. You know, let me put it that way. So it can be good, it can be bad, and we've probably had a little bit of both.